tonight, we are particularly excited because it's an Andy Mossack night, our global traveller. He is somewhere in the world, but we don't know where. He gives us various clues, so we ask you to solve the clues along with ourselves, because quite honestly, Darren and I do not know where he is. He is somewhere on the planet, and he'll give us a clue, first clue about 11:15, and then we'll talk to Andy a little later on. Okay, so that's Andy Mossack, our globetrotter. He's in town tonight. Well, he's out of town, actually, but he'll be on the phone from another town, somewhere on this earth. How exciting. Have a couple of clues for you as to the whereabouts of young Andy Mossack. He is somewhere in the world. We're going to be talking to him in around, 5, 6, 7, or 8 minutes' time, there or thereabouts. And the clues he's given us. I'm on a group of islands originally named after dogs and popular with UK tourists any time of the year. One of them is home to the world's second biggest carnival after Rio, attracting over 1 million people each February. Do you know where that is? So it's a group of islands originally named after dogs and popular with UK tourists any time of the year. One of them is home to the world's second biggest carnival after Rio, attracting over 1 million people each February. And small wrinkly potatoes, roasted potatoes, are very popular here, particularly mixed with spicy sauce called Mojo, which might be red, green or orange, made with olive oil, red pepper, thyme, oregano and coriander. Sounds delicious. Do those clues mean anything to you? Do you know where he is? If you do, send us a quick text, 81333, or call us on 0345 303 3333. So, he's on a group of islands originally named after dogs, popular with UK tourists any time of the year. One of them is home to the world's second biggest carnival after Rio, attracting over 1 million people each February. And small wrinkly roasted potatoes are very popular here, particularly mixed with a spicy sauce called Mojo. It might be red, green or orange, made with olive oil, red pepper, thyme, oregano and coriander. Where is Andy Mossack? We'll find out shortly. Love lifts us up where we belong. So where in the world? The two clues. Is the answer Gran Canary, says Mark and Leanne in Market, Deeping? We'll find out in a moment, because we're about to talk to Andy. Andy is in the Canary Islands, I think, says John in Hull. Is he in Tenerife, says Dean from Leeds. Cayman Islands is a suggestion from Andy in Barnsley. Canary Islands, Karen in Chesterfield's gone with. Thank you for all the guesses. So, the clues that Andy gave us were as follows. He's on a group of islands, originally named after dogs and popular with UK tourists any time of the year. One of them is home to the world's second biggest carnival after Rio, attracting over 1 million people each February. And small wrinkly roasted potatoes are very popular here, particularly mixed with a spicy sauce called Mojo, which might be red, green or orange, made with olive oil, red pepper, thyme, oregano and coriander. So, Andy... Hello.
Hey, Ross. How are you?
I'm very all right, thank you. More importantly, where are you?
Well, they're absolutely right. I'm in the Canary Islands, yes, in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean at the moment.
Oh, right. Which one?
Well, we're right in, would you believe, Tenerife, in Santa Cruz in Tenerife. But... the great thing is that I have been on a ship. In fact, I'm on a ship as we speak.
All right.
So you might be getting a small delay because I'm using the satellite phone on the ship. And we're on a Saga cruise, believe it or not, and we've started from Lisbon, and it's going through Fuerteventura. We've been at Las Palmas in Gran Canaria. San Sebastian in La Gomera, and then Tenerife, where we are today. And then going to Funchal in Madeira on Saturday. So it's a real nautical adventure, mate. How about that?
It sounds rather exciting. When you stop off at these different places, how long do you get ashore?
Well, it's fascinating because I haven't really been doing many cruises. You know, it's just kind of breaking new ground for me. And I'm the sort of guy that really likes to sort of get into a country and stay there and understand it all and everything, but I've never quite understood what the draw of a cruise is. So I thought, you know, this is a good opportunity for me. And we've been probably around about 10 hours in each port. As it happens, tonight we were supposed to go to this little island in the Canaries called La Gomera, which I don't know if many people have heard of. It's a really small one. But we had to divert because it was very, very windy, and we came to Tenerife instead. And we've been here since very early this morning, and we're staying here tonight and moving off very early in the morning. So it's kind of unusual. So everyone has been out enjoying the evening in Tenerife, which is very, very nice, I must say.
As you say, you're...
Well done. Everyone got the Canary Islands, so that was
yes.
great.
I was impressed because they did better than I did. I had you all over the shop, and I couldn't even spell the ones I was even trying to guess at. You're the type of person that, as you say, you like to go visit a place and get under its skin and really absorb the place. First opportunity for you to do a cruise. How are you finding it so far? Do you think you might be a convert?
Well, you know, it's funny because when it was first put to me... if I mentioned the word saga to you, you probably would have a certain perception, I would have thought, of people of a certain age. Would that be right?
How would you put? How could you think that of me? I would never be so prejudiced, but I know exactly what you mean.
Well, you know, I'm the first one to say, well, you've got to be kidding, you know. I don't think it'd be right for me, but they said... Well,
I thought it'd be perfect
for
you.
Saga, you qualify at 50. 50 plus.
Right, oh, right.
Which surprised me. And so, you know, I thought, well, let's try it out. And I must say, for people who are particularly solo travellers, for instance, it's a really nice way of socialising with people and also grazing around, you know, various different countries so you can actually understand and see if you like it to go back again at some point on your own, you know. So I totally kind of get the cruising thing now. And just to sort of... have no hassle and leave all your clothes and everything on the ship, and then you sort of turn up and you have a whole day to wander around and enjoy the scenery and everything else. And they do these excursions too, and then you come back and you're off and you suddenly appear in another country or another island the next day. So it's a nice way of traveling. I totally understand how a lot of people like it, I must say.
The way you've just described that, actually, it's for the first time I've thought of that. Never thought of it that way. You could really treat it like a shop window, couldn't you? You could do the cruise, see the places, and think, right, come back to that one, and go and do them in depth at a later date.
Absolutely. I mean, have you ever been to the Canaries at all?
I have, yes. What's the one across from Fuerteventura? Is it Lanzarote?
Lanzarote, indeed.
Yeah, yeah. Been to Lanzarote a couple of times.
Yeah, now the nice thing about Lanzarote is you've got that wonderful artist, sort of the architect, which is César Manrique, who was very, very kind of visionary in making sure that the island wasn't overdeveloped, and he really looked at these lava bubbles because, you know, it's incredible. These whole islands are all volcanic, and yesterday, we went actually down into the rim of a volcano, you know, so that was...
Wow.
That was quite an adventure, I've got to say. And these beautiful landscapes, they really are something else. And the thing is about the Canary Islands too is it's white sand and black sand.
Which was very weird the first time I saw it.
It's really, really good. And of course, the weather is terrific all year round. So it's a real hot spot for winter sun. And here's a little factoid. I don't know if you're interested in factoids.
Always am.
But The Isle of Dogs in London and the Canary Wharf in London were named after the Canary Islands because it was where the ships came in to unload all the fruit and the exports from the Canaries, hence the names.
We love history like that.
That's fantastic.
That's why we send you out there. You see, you're fascinating.
Of course.
and you come back and try and educate us with the emphasis on the try.
I try. Yeah. Indeed.
Listen, always good to talk to you.
I've been here a couple of years ago.
Oh, go on.
Actually, in the Tenerife Carnival, and that is amazing. Actually, the second biggest carnival in the world. It is quite something, and it really is. Really, you know, the whole thing, you've got these fantastic carnival queens with these amazing dresses and outfits. And the old town of Santa Cruz really comes alive. And it's a bit weird because the men dress as women and the women dress as men. And it's all a bit sort of poking fun at the church. And it's quite a sight, I can tell you.
Listen, it's a normal Friday night out in Leeds, that. I don't know what you're on about.
Oh, yeah, it's a bit like that in Leeds. Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Listen, Andy, it's always good to talk to you. You be safe out there. Enjoy the rest of the cruise. And out of all the places that you have been to, if you are using it as a shop window, which is the one place that you've been to so far that you would go back to and study in depth?
Well, I must say, out of all of them so far, I do think Fuerteventura is fascinating because it really is. You know, you've got these incredible just beaches and volcanoes. So it is, you know, a pretty wild place, but very, very interesting. And the people there are very welcoming. So I think it's very, very nice indeed. Actually, the other thing, if I've got time, very, very quickly.
Yeah, go ahead.
There's an orca on here too. And the orca is a wildlife kind of conservation outfit who were here to monitor the populations of whales and dolphins and porpoises all around the world. And they've been on here talking to people, educating them about sea life. And we've been seeing, you know, like striped and bottlenose dolphins and pilot and minke whales. You know, so you're on deck and you're literally kind of having this kind of show in front of you of marine life and seeing whales. I mean, if you ever want to go whale watching on a boat, is probably you can't get much closer. So it is pretty epic.
So there's stuff to do while you're actually on board as well then?
Oh, man alive, yeah. I mean, we've been having a lot of fun. There's some very talented people, you know, people who perhaps, in terms of show business, you know, don't quite get the whole thing of going touring. So they prefer to be on a ship, and there's shows and there's kind of singers, so that's quite good. And, you know, over here they have, with Saga, you might laugh at this, but Saga have also got these gentlemen hosts for solo ladies to help them go dancing. So that's quite nice, isn't it?
Really?
Old school, isn't it?
Yeah, that's very considerate, I think, is the word I'm looking for.
I think considerate would be very nice. I could do that, maybe, as I get on a bit, don't you think?
Well, there you go. There's a new career cut out for you there.
I think so, yeah.
And in this world of equality, are there any ladies to accompany the fellas?
Oh, I couldn't possibly say. You know, I'm sure a man as dashing as you they'll be lining up, mate.
Talk to you next time.
Alright, take care.
Cheers, Andy. Bye-bye. Our man that's out there, where in the world was he? He was in the Canary Islands. He was actually, to be specific, on a boat near Tenerife. Doing a bit of a cruise. To which he is new, as you heard. It'll be our half-hour of power after Mr. Bublé.